It still looks pretty poor just looking at these numbers.
Yeah, the harvest of sockeye in terms of gross numbers went down, but effort dropped out to about half the boats the previous week, and so the catch per vessel actually went up from, I think last week it was, what was it, about 15, this week about 32, so that's per day per boat. So that's an improvement. It's still not good fishing, but pretty dismal fishing.
There's only 25 boats out this past week in this district. Is that pretty average for this time of year?
No. That's low. The average is more like 66. And I'm not that confident on that number. It was really foggy out there. And we didn't, I sent a crew out, but they tried to see everybody, but I'm not sure. But it was very little effort that we saw.
You were implementing some different management strategies in this past opener. I remember when we talked last week to try to help those sockeye come through
a little bit. I started out with only one day in 15C just because I was being a little cautious down there, but when I saw how few boats were around, it didn't seem any reason not to fish another day there wasn't much coming through, and that was for me the indicator that it's like, well, you're not going to do that much damage if there's not that much coming, really. And so I was hoping for some indication there was a good shot of fish, but Chilcat sockeye are really hard to catch. There's a few places where we know we can have a greater chance of catching them, and that's like Mud Bay and St. Mary shoreline, and those areas. Neither of those areas were open last week. So,
and there was some good news for sockeye in terms of escapement.
Yeah, we did get the escapement goal, which it's still the minimum goal, but we crossed that boundary, which is good. Just my personal feeling is that a higher number is better for that lake. It can support and produce better if you meet the mid part of the goal. But we're at 39,000, and they're just a few hundred fish coming across now, not very many per day. At Chilcat Lake, we're at 50,000, just crossed 50,000, and that's projecting a final escapement of based on averages of about 125,000. So that's a good number too. The early indications for the chum is that they're around. They're both in the fishery in small numbers and in the fish wheels in small numbers, which is what you would expect now. They're both of them about average or a little bit above, for, believe it or not, for chum catch. And so, we don't know what's coming. We're seeing some chums harvested down below Excursion Inlet. The river there produced a good number of fish for the seiners, and then we've seen some chum caught along the Hawk Inlet shoreline. I don't know for sure if those are Chilcat chum or not, but they might be, and if that's the indication, then maybe we'll be all right for a fall run here.
I have heard that there was a good number of pinks out there.
In the fish wheels?
In the river.
In Chilcoot, there's a good number. Yeah, I think we've had like 50,000 or so across the weir. I don't know that number, but somewhere around there. And there's lots swimming around in the inlet. And I don't know if you saw with the next opening is I opened up from the White Rock down up in Lutac. And it's because I drove out there, and there were still a lot of humpies swimming around below that line. And I think most of the sockeye are gone. So I'm giving the fleet a chance to go get them if they're still, saleable quality anyway, or they make good bait, but yeah.
Is there anything else we need to talk about today that I've missed?
I gave a very extensive opening this week. It's a 3-day opening. Everything open south of Glacier Point and on the Chilcat side and south of the White Rock line. And that includes Mud Bay, and all of 15C is also open for 3 days. And the reason I'm doing that is see if there's any sockeye left around, first of all, if people are still focusing on that, but also to give us a really good indication of what's coming in the way of chum and coho strength. Right now, the coho have yet to show up in Lynn Canal, which isn't unusual, but we are behind on where we should be in terms of harvest and escapement for coho. The indications in the troll fishery were there were a lot of fish coming in.